This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:38 on a Friday in Terrell, Texas at Film Alley, the sweet spot. The hard line will be here very soon with some Why Today Doesn't Suck. So get here to the bar at Film Alley, grab yourself, a Velvet Hammer or a nice mixed drink. Get yourself something to eat and get your weekend going here at Film Alley in Terrell. And without further ado, let's throw it back to Justin, who's going to give us the best of the rest.
Thank you very much, Sean. Yes, indeed, I do have the best of the rest here. And as usual, six candidates, we will vote on them and decide who is the winner. Starting with candidate number one, that would be one Matt McLaren, an NIT break staple. Mm-hmm. Has a hard time making the big dance, but we will always welcome him here on the NIT break.
He's like UNT.
Watch it.
Yes. Easy.
McLaren.
It's a compliment.
Was a little forgetful and couldn't remember the sphere in Vegas.
I 100% would go to their show just to say I've been to the show and I saw their thing. Beyonce is one of them. Lady Gaga is one of them. Like, I don't have any interest in their music, but I would like to see the spectacle of a Lady Gaga, Beyonce, or one of those types of shows.
I think I've done that with venues before.
Yeah.
I have an opportunity to go to this venue.
Right.
Not necessarily.
Like the ball.
Like what?
The ball. Whatever they call it. The thing.
The sphere?
The sphere, yeah.
Ball. I thought he was talking about like New Year's Eve
in
New York.
I thought he was talking about the ball in the reunion
sphere.
Tower.
The sphere.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, and you know what? I kind of regret.
The ball. I couldn't remember the name of it.
I kind of regret not going when they went Super Bowl for you two.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you had a good time when you went to the ball, Sean?
Yeah. But Maddie's always got balls in the brain, so that's... Not surprised.
Like, what do they call it? It's like a big three-dimensional circle. It's like a ball. Oh, a sphere? Okay.
It'd probably still be a pretty big deal, but would they lose any sales if they went by the ball?
I think the ball sounds pretty cool.
Or ball orb. In Vegas.
Orb.
Orb would be cool.
Sphere.
A nut.
Sphere sounds more pretentious.
It's is ball. We have George Dunham, the commander. Candidate number two, they were visiting with Ed Werder, as they do every week. They got a little sideways with Ed, and then Giorgio just forgot his question.
They have real liabilities on the defensive side of the ball, and that's why they've made more coaching changes than they've won games in recent years.
It's funny how... I'm sorry, you were going to say something? It's funny how...
I'm good. I don't have anything to say.
I thought one of y'all was starting to talk.
He's waiting for Nick. He's writing down his questions.
Yeah, I am. As a matter of, you know, that's closer to the truth than you know. gosh, I can't even remember where I was going. I think I had a really good point. Now I can't even remember what the heck it was.
Rico Dowdle, Carolina.
Yes.
Coaching changes.
Sports. I'm just going to leave it at sports. Man, I had a good one, and now I just
sorry about that,
went
George.
To complete
I owe you one.
Panic. gosh, I can't remember what it was. Oh, I know what it was. Philadelphia.
It's good.
So he finally remembered, but what a horrible feeling to just go completely screensaver in the middle of an interview.
Also enjoyed the Junes Miller mental massage, trying to get him on track.
Even a Hall of Fame quarterback, the stadium pulse can get to you at times. Yeah. Got and the stadium pulse. It was too much. Too much pressure.
The big stage with Ed Werder. It happens to the best of us.
Sports. All right, George Dunham is candidate number two here on the NIT break. Up next, we have a heavy dose of the hard line. They had some problems this week, especially when they were out on remote. They kept dropping. We'll hear some of that. This is a little bit later on. We'll hear earlier in this segment here in a second. But when they thought that they were continuing to drop, Dave got really frustrated and took it out on the engineer.
He says that he's, you know, free of all sin and all that, but I'm wondering if he's just like, what the hell? Let's give it one more go.
Well,
with
I mean,
my roommate Otis.
He was sentenced to more than he wanted, so. And that's out the window.
We're off.
Are we off again?
You're still here.
Still here.
No.
We're on.
You're on.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, let's move on, baby, because Diddy does not want us talking about him anymore.
Shut up. Can we get any momentum? Any at all?
You're still there.
I don't know.
Y'all are on.
We're still here.
All right, so Taylor Swift's album came out today, some other stuff.
Did you listen to it?
Yes.
Well, so, he just snaps like Andy Bernard in The Office.
Is he yelling at an engineer?
I think someone told him he was off air again, and he got mad.
Oh.
And said...
Michael's raising his hand.
Yeah. He's calling his own foul here.
Yeah, jeez. I think he thought he was off air, and he just... Kind of a little bit of a tantrum, but then we got back on track.
And he's ruining his own momentum there, thinking he's off air. Very funny.
Because he's driving the segment. Jeez.
A little ironic. So there is Dave Lane. Like I said, this remote was a big problem for the hard line, as candidate number four here is DJ.
Mm.
Now, I will set this up by saying I personally think DJ did a pretty good job vamping here. Whenever they dropped off completely. Now, Ham, who sat next to DJ, disagreed. So it's a little bit of a longer clip. It's about 90 seconds.
Okay.
But we'll decide after whether or not DJ did a good job vamping while they reconnected with the hardline.
That's kind of fascinating that they didn't ask for all 20, right?
I am hopeful that the penis system is going to give him
penal
what he deserves. They...
Guys. Guys. It's 5:04 here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline, starring Corby Davidson, Bob Sturm, and Gen X Davey Lane. Heard normally 3 to 7 Monday through Friday right here on 96.7 and 1310, as well as the DFW Sports Day app. And they are broadcasting live from the Common Table in McKinney. Boy, what a great day out there in McKinney. All the shows out there. Broken Yoke. We figured out how to pronounce Yoke. 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 Actually, I guess we didn't really figure it out, but... We've dropped connection. Ham's over there diligently dialing the phone. Engineer didn't answer, apparently. Which is a bad sign. I think we're trying to effort getting one of them on the phone now. So we're not sure if we're actually, they know that they're off air or not. Probably by this point, they probably know.
Okay.
Oh my God, y'all are back.
So was it a 10 out of 10? No. But I thought he did okay.
It sounded like if you ever took a speech class in high school and there's a kid that just didn't have anything ready.
Yes.
And he just filibusters on, you know, if he's, you're doing a speech on a paper, it's like, okay, these... It's written by this, and it's 200 pages, and, like...
He's not sure what the next word coming out of his mouth is going to be.
And also, it's 5:04.
He's giving the facts.
Which is, I guess, technically early to go to break. But you can still throw it to break and just figure it out as commercials are playing, right?
I mean, I can tell you guys, we'll never have that problem. I'm going to just fire off the Higashioka interview.
Yeah, that's our standby. Yeah. See, we have a standby on the sweet spot. A 2025 spring training interview with a catcher.
Either way.
And if we have Higgy on again and he drops, then we can just play the Bruce Levine interview yesterday. So it's
and every
back
March
and forth.
When we go to spring training, we will always interview Kyle Higashioka just to have
to keep it current.
One. Yes, to keep it fresh.
Yeah. He's not a Ranger.
Exactly.
And it won't be time specific. It can just be broad topics that we can play and you know. February or something.
We're talking
anytime.
Tariffs with Higgy.
Whatever
yeah.
we want.
Talking politics.
All right. Either way, we'll put DJ up as candidate number four. Two more here on the NIT break. Up next, this has been a candidate before, and they have actually won. This one goes on OPEX, the system that is basically the brain up here at the ticket.
It's a real son of a bitch.
It's our HAL 9000.
It had a full meltdown during the hard line. You'll hear Davey try to do a live spot here. We had to cut out the middle of it, but it would not let the hard line go to break.
Okay, indeed. All right, let's get into college football. It starts next, bitch. So
we're going to leave now.
Uh-oh. The thing's freezing.
Well, why don't you have Bob do Alliance? Or, I'm sorry, Allied.
Oh, we already did that, Corby. So whoops.
Let's do ET since nothing's working back here.
Well, then, if I could turn my mic on, I would like to tell you about the greatness of ET's Market and Bakery. ET's chef-crafted meals for the taking. Explore the market at ET's.com. That's ET's.com.
And it's still frozen.
Oh. Do you have a big meeting, need lunch for the office, catering for an event, or need a birthday cake for someone special? ET's can help with that, too.
Well, should we just start
Let's
doing
keep going,
sports
yeah.
Sports talk?
Yeah. All right, ETs.com.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was fun, Dave. All right, as we try to fix things in there, commerce and the like, I guess we can just start riffing on college football.
Sure.
So, yeah, the Hardline did like a 35-minute segment the other day.
Okay, and help me out, Ham. Was it just the spots that wouldn't play, like that part of OpEx? Because clearly there's bed music for the live spot.
And I'll play that on my Stinger page where I play all my drops from. So I could play drops, I just couldn't play any commercial.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
you
right.
can't play
yeah.
commercials from there because they'll update like every day or so.
Ah.
And that's... Man, I remember that happened to me once where it was off for like an hour
Yikes.
During the hard line. So it's good to see things have changed in the past 5
right,
years.
Right, we've upgraded
the station.
We're all good. All right, our last candidate here before we vote. You know him, you love him. He's here every week. It's Ham. Not from Sunday morning, but from setting up why today doesn't suck.
Mm. Sweet spot. Learned a lot today. Learned about the Squirt League. That was cool.
I like to use my cast iron skillet.
We learned about Lando and his beans. Learn a lot today. That means it's a good day. The 259 Jazz Chisham Jr.
Thank you, Mino. ET's Market and Bakery and GiveMeTheVin.com brings you Blue Jay Monto.
Is that Randy Newman?
Was listening to the short people song.
Y'all good over there?
We're doing great back here.
Just great. The noise is fantastic.
And GiveMeTheVin.com brings you...
It's almost a Tara where his body gave out moment.
Yeah.
GiveMeTheVin.com
brings you...
It's like awesome. All the energy he gets from his daily boost just
depleted.
It stopped.
All at once.
Went to E.
Someone, yeah.
Poked, didn't get a warning. Just boom.
Poked a hole in Ham and he leaked out. All right. Let's vote. Is it McLaren's balls? Is it Forgetful George? Is it Upset Dave? Vamping DJ? OpEx? Or Body Give Out Ham? I would like to start the voting today and say it's got to be Ham.
Mm.
Let's go to Ham.
Guys.
All right. Saw that one coming. Lando.
Head wound Ham.
All right, Sean.
I'm going to go for Anger Management Dave Lane.
Ooh.
All right, Mino.
I have to give a vote for George and the good teamwork by Junior.
All right.
That's
the
only vote.
Yep, one for George, one for Dave, one for DJ, but two for Ham. So Ham wins this week's NIT break. He now has 12 all-time.
The king.
Of course, he's our leader.